just look at the Lord Jesus Christ, you get all the video, you get the voice, you get the text, you get everything in the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we need to be taken up with this because God wanted to get in touch with us. God is a communicating God. And as he spake in times past to the fathers, he says, I want to touch base with you now. But I want to touch base with you now in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, I want to set him before you in such a wonderful way that you see my mind communicated to you. And you hear something wonderful. Something that touches your heart. Something that transforms your life. And so he says, half in these last days spoken unto us. God wanted to get in touch with us. Spoken unto us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus has come. We want to say there will never be another presentation because God says this is it. He doesn't have to develop any other technology. This is the greatest final technological, divine technological means of communication. Christ Jesus himself. The Logos. And the art of communicating. God says, look, I'm going to abandon all the figures. I'm going to abandon all the fathers as well. I'm just bringing my son. He is the message. The embodiment of the message. God wants to get in touch with us. But are we listening? But is he getting through? You know, sometimes, I don't know about here, but sometimes in Barbados, someone turns off their cell phone. You try to reach base, touch base with them. You try to reach them. And you call. And a message comes on. An automated message says, the party you're trying to reach is unavailable. Or they have the cell phone turned off. I wonder sometimes, where are we in relation to God seeking to get in touch with us? Is there an automated voice call saying, oh, the party that you're trying to reach have turned on their cell phone, so to speak? Are they out of range and out of reach? You know, in chapter 2, it says in verse 1, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. But you know something about the technology? Everybody goes for the features. And we compare features of one provider and another provider. And then we look at the packages. And we're looking at all kinds of all the features. And we want to get the best. You know something? We not only want the best, we want it for less. We want the best for less. And God says, okay, you've been looking for the best for less. I have the best for less. It's free. Amen. I'm sending Christ, my son, to get in touch with you. I want to be in touch with you. And I'm sending the best possible means of communication. He himself is not only the means of communication, but he himself is the message. The person is the message, and it's the best for less. It's free. We don't have to go and buy any SIM card and put any $10 or $50 monthly payment. Beloved, it's free. He sent his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's a free package, beloved. Have in these last days spoken unto us by his son. And then God says, okay, I'll give you a little idea of the features. The features of this one, this technology, so to speak, the Logos. The one who is my mind in communication. The art of communication. The greatest art. The greatest way of communicating. Here are the features. And in this verse 2 and 3. God sets out 7 wonderful aspects of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason why God communicates this truth to us is that we might discover You know, that's what all technology is partly about. Discovery. Persons sharing this and sharing this. You're always texting me or calling me, and I calling you, you calling, and you're always on Facebook. You have not only your mobiles, you have your tablets. You know, when I think of the idea of tablets, my mind goes back to the law, the tablets, the tables on which was written. God has new technology, beloved. It's not written on tablets of stone. It's not even written on tablets of plastic, beloved. It's written in the tables of our hearts. God has come out to us in wonderful. God's answer to man's technology is beyond man. We need to allow God to get in touch with us. First he says, look, this one, the Son, he is the one whom I have, number one, I've appointed heir of all things. Heir of all things. He says, you look into the future. And I want you to look forward with expectation. I want you to look forward to the future with excitement. The heir of all things is not only going to be the possessor of it. We need to understand that as heir of all things, he's not going to be getting the garbage of the world in the future. It's going to be a glorious possession. He is going to possess it, and wonder of wonders, he is going to perfect it. It's going to be a system, even on earth, of wonderful beauty, even in heaven as well. He is going to touch the animal kingdom. He's going to transform the geographical scene. He's going to set all things right. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. It's going to be a wonderful time. And his reign, the reign will be with no end. He is going to be the possessor of it. He's going to be the perfecter of it. It's going to be a glorious time. A time as the Queen of Sheba, like coming to Solomon, to see his glory, to see his greatness, that the ascent by which he goes to the house of God, all the glories, the sitting at the table, is going to be he the possessor of it, and he the perfecter of it. Life is going to be as it was meant to be, better than it was in the Garden of Eden. But that's not the end of the possession. It's going to go out of time into eternity. And God says that in the ages to come, he is going to show what is the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us. Imagine that. The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to be the means of the discovery of all that is to come. He is going to be the possessor of it. He's going to be the perfecter of it. God wanted to get in touch with us through the Lord Jesus to let us know that he is going to do something wonderful. And he wants to place in our hearts that excitement. The possessor of all things, even for us, as we anticipate heaven. I have not known, neither have ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for us. God sends in his Son the communication, the Logos, the Word, the technology to us is, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, because I'm God, I'm equal, there's no difference. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's the possessor of it, and he's going to be the perfecter of it. I go to prepare. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. Secondly, he says, by whom also he made the worlds. The entrance of all things. And I'm not going to develop some of these things much more, because other speakers, the four scriptures that we deal with, they dovetail, they overlap in so many ways. And so I have to be very careful that I don't, compromise the rest of the lectures. But the one who brings everything into being in all of its variety, you know, when I look around this universe, I look around wonderful USA, especially when you travel out of the country, right? Out into the country. You look and you see the vegetation. You just look at the wonderful lakes and rivers, and you see such beauty. You feel the weather, the cool. It's It's not hot like Barbados, right? It's sweet and nice. Except when winter comes, right? But then even then, it's lovely. It's pretty. You know, you see the white. Everything is lovely in its season, isn't it?